Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My name's Jake, and I found a bunch of pornographic magazines inside a dead man's house. Not just any old magazines, Australian softcore pornography from the early 90s. Now, me and my little mate Pete want to invite you to have a look at some pretty rude stuff with us. So hold on to your stiffies, everyone, and welcome to Smut Club 1990. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club 1990. Now, this podcast, ostensibly, is the only podcast where we peruse...
Basically, what's happening here today?
So look, ostensibly, what we're doing here, it seems, is that I have acquired through a series of unfortunate events, not involving one L. Snicket, a series of magazines, and obviously they're pornographic in nature, their origin of which... Australia. Putting them into a broad category of literature, I guess, you know, encompassing prose and that kind of thing, characteristic of, or best characterised by, Australiana. Now, my name, which is a title assigned at birth by my parents, who are this afternoon absent from one's domicile, is Jacob Smith, and I'm joined by a constituent, well-wisher, or even a contemporary, some might describe. Now, he is significantly younger than me, but that has not put a spanner in the works or thrown a cat amongst the pigeons in terms of our friendship and the longevity of our collaboration. Now, his name is Peter James, and I inquire, how are you, buddy?
That was the closest thing to art that has ever come out of this podcast. That was like watching... That was like Michael Jackson conceiving Thriller right before my very eyes.
I also like, for any first-time listeners, they'll be like, what the fuck was that?
Hopefully he doesn't do that every time.
That's the longest intro. It sounds like he's lengthened the regular intro.
Oh, that was absolutely incredible. I was good. I'm now great. For anyone that is listening for this for the first time, let me sum up what's been said. Hi, we're two blokes reading a stiffy book. Wonderful to have you in.
Wonderful to be here. I've been reading a lot of poetry this week and it's kind of sticking in there.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot of poetry. There's a great new Instagram account. I don't know if you've seen it online.
I've happened to
have chanced upon. I think it's called Comedy Haiku. Haikus of Comedy.
Oh, well, fantastic.
Stand-up Comedy Haiku. Something like that.
Okay, right.
Something like that. But it's really, really good.
Well, I'll have to check it out on my mobile telephone.
Yeah, it's really
funny. Is it accessible by a personal computer?
You could.
I've got Mozilla Firefox on my Apple MacBook, so I might try to search it on there in the URL bar. That's how you smoke. Whenever I get angry with people, in a pub scenario, just go, oh, I guess I'll type that into the URL bar of my web browser then, shall I? Some people get short when they're angry. I get way longer.
Well, that's upsetting to know that you were really pissed off while doing the intro today. Well, it's great to be back, Jake. I thought that's before fantastic. We dive into the Stiffy Mag, I'd love to flag something with you that I saw yesterday at Coles.
Sure.
Because we were having a debate, you know, a debate amongst friends, good-hearted, about what is the... wealthier or more pristine supermarket in Australia, Woolworths or Coles. I was on team Coles, you were on team Woolworths.
Correct.
I would like to formally apologise.
Thank you.
Because I have realised that Woolworths is absolutely the richer one based on a single item that was being sold at Coles the other day. And I thought there is no way anyone living a pristine lifestyle is buying these, and there were only one left.
And what, pray tell, were they?
That would be a Vegemite roast chicken.
I saw that on the internet somewhere. Did you post that?
I posted it. I just want you to look at this again.
So where's the...
The roast chicken just covered in...
Did you buy it?
Absolutely not, with cheesy stuffing.
So what, they've shoved... Like, I mean...
I assume it's like a Vegemite marinade of some description.
Yeah, or maybe you could stuff it... Well, look, Vegemite is just beef stock essentially. It, yep. That's what it is. It's fucking brewer's yeast off whatever it is, right? Yeah. From very humble beginnings. But it is just so... There's The Onion published a great article ages ago, a satirical article, where it was the voice of America. And they say, we love when thing tastes like other thing. And I can't get it out of my head whenever I see... Like the other day, I was like, hey, you know, TV snacks, those little bickies? They're like, yep. Krispy Kreme inspired. I'm like, so I'm going to have a donut biscuit? Yeah. Just why? Oh, this one. It's infused with this Kit Kat's got Byron Bay cookie and Milo in it. Can't just give me the... Like, Kit Kat was great.
Although, there is no one I know more in my life that flipped their fucking nut over the Biscoff Kit Kat.
Yeah, that. Well, sorry, whoever's responsible at Big Cat, thank you very much. That's the best thing since you brought out the crunchy. I mean, the chunky, whatever the big one is.
The big one is the best. The big Kit Kats.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. You know, they're saying now on the regular Kit Kat, on the regular cat, the KK, right? Out of the four little fingers there, they're saying that two is the regular portion. They're like, so they're expecting me to rip open said cat and only have the kit, put the cat back in the fridge for later. That's what they're saying to me. They're saying, two fingers is a regular portion for you, Fatty McGee, Chubby Bubby. And they're not expecting me to bite through the whole thing horizontally like I do every time. Tell me what
do you fight. Actually?
Oh, man. I have no respect
it's a bit scary.
I have no respect for the cat.
I don't know what would happen. I feel like there'd be a rift in space and time or something.
Yeah, fucking.
Does nothing happen? You just bite it and it just goes in your mouth.
You should see what happens when I get into a scotch finger. I'm snapping every way to Sunday.
No, you're kidding.
I go fucking in three parts diagonally. I fucking don't care. I've got no respect for a biscuit. Yeah, I'm not going to let a biscuit's perforated edge tell me how to live my fucking life.
Even, that is crazy behaviour. Even fucking, even Osama bin Laden knew to take it one at a time, you know? You don't go into both at the same time. Even Al-Qaeda had some decorum about the whole thing, you know?
Do you reckon anywhere else on the planet someone's made a Kit Kat 9/11 analogy today? Man, you should see me getting to a mandarin. I eat it like a fucking apple.
Now, I know that you're a mandarin connoisseur. Yeah. What is the best one?
Imperial.
Is it?
And not red imperial. Don't you dare get fooled by the red imperial.
Because I saw some juicy... I'm not quite sure on the pronunciation.
I think it's a foray. I don't know. I actually don't know. A foray.
I saw some particularly juicy ones of those and I thought I'm going to get some of them and they were fucking unbelievable. And I thought these must be the ones that Jack loves. No.
So imperial are early in the season around May or June.
So they're gone.
They go.
Oh, I can't have them.
And then they've got these fucking philistines over here. They're awful. No, you got to go the imperial. You want the big, thick skin, real loose, though. It just tears off super easy. Talk to Nick Capper about a good mandarin. He's got an idea about it.
Oh, yeah? That's bad. What's your peeling technique? I like to go finger in the top, create a hole, tear a hole around the side.
Yeah.
So there's like one strip and then you tear and then it should look like a cock.
For anyone tuning in right now, welcome back to the porno podcast. Anyway, so this is how I peel a mandarin. Yeah, you know, the big knob at the bottom.
Yeah.
And then I get my thumb under that and then... All around with the thumb. Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, fantastic.
But if you're having an imperial, it should just come straight off.
Wow, unbelievable stuff. Anyway, let's dive in, Jacob. I found an article here. Now, I thought we could use a laugh.
Yes, absolutely.
Because we both specialise in the art of comedy.
Yeah.
And it would be nice that we get to experience a bit of comedy for a change.
Absolutely.
As opposed to giving it to other people.
Of course.
So I found an article here in the
magazine.
Receiving
the gift.
Yeah,
rather than giving the gift.
Yeah, to cop a gift.
Santa's birthday.
Absolutely, yes. Very good. So this article, the feature this week, is called Ha Friggin' Ha.
Oh, yeah.
So write down your favourite gags, whack them in an envelope, and send them to Ha Friggin' Ha, the picture GPR. Each reader whose jokes we print will earn $20 for their efforts. So
$20.
It's good to know...
Not even worth it.
Comedy hasn't never really been that valuable.
That's pretty much what you get paid for with inflation.
Standard rate. Good on you, Pitcher, for adhering to industry standard.
My word. Wouldn't you just publish it? Like, don't send me $20. Man, you get a little cash order. You're too young. Do you know what a cash order is?
No.
Whatever. It's like how you send. It's a record of sending cash. Like, you know, so it doesn't just go out into the ether. And you get your $20. And you go, oh boy.
That was worth it.
You go, ooh, 5 schooners. Actually, I'd love 5 schooners.
Fair enough. A good amount.
Yeah,
So I guess we're just going to dive into the jokes here. It seems like we've got roughly 5 to 6 jokes here. Oh, no, a little bit more. There's
full page?
Yeah, full page. We've got a few little jokes. We'll go back and forth, I presume. Okay. And here we go. So
you ripped the top off.
I ripped the top off. I think the first one's the longest joke. Sure. So here we go. The local council's road building gang was confronted with a major problem. Oh. They'd gone to work and left all their shovels back at the depot. So the things you need to know so far, I would imagine, for the joke to work is the local council road building. They've gone to work and left their shovels back at the depot. I assume that's going to be important information.
Okay, yeah, right.
One of the men immediately phoned the foreman for advice. Look, it's not a problem, the foreman said. I'll send a truck out with your shovels, but you'll have to lean on each other until they get there. Oh, because they would normally be leaning on a shovel, I suppose. And now they have to
lean on each other.
So this is already pretty funny.
Right.
This is crazy.
Lean on each other. Okay.
On Anzac Day, the old digger climbed onto the bus. What?
Wait, was that...
What?
Was that the first joke?
I think so.
Sam, you'll have to lean on each other. Okay, so normally they're just... Oh, because... Right, it's because they do fuck all. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, Peter, but what I like in a joke is when it's clear that it's over or has happened.
Yeah, so I think the reason for my confusion is after all the other jokes, I can see the bolded print where it says, Tony Webster, Toowoomba, Queensland.
Right.
Ian McDonald, East Kilda, Victoria. That one has no...
I wouldn't put my name to
it. I wouldn't either, I'm just saying that's... The font changes colour, so I thought, okay, maybe...
Right.
Maybe just because it's the longest one. But no, that's it.
Okay.
Oh, for one, sure? So far on Half Friggin' Half. On Anzac Day, the old digger climbed onto the bus and sat next to the... Blah, blah, blah.
It must be a different joke.
It seems like a totally different joke. No one's been credited.
Saying Christ. All right, next one. What? I guess I'll do it.
Yeah, please, go for it. This is Tony Webster's. Here we go.
Tony Webster from Toowoomba, Queensland. Shout out Big T. T-Dub. T-Dub from T-Dub.
Oh, wow.
On Anzac Day, the old digger climbed onto a bus and sat down next to a Salvation Army officer. What's your regiment, mate? The digger asked, his voice bleary with beer. I was like, I'll just do my normal voice again.
Yep.
I don't recognise the uniform. And then the other fellow replies and says, I'm a soldier of the Lord, the salvo replied. I go to Townsville to fight the devil, and then I go to Brisbane and fight him there, and then down to Newcastle, Sydney, and Melbourne. Good on you, mate, the digger said. Keep pushing the bastard south. Now, again...
No! What? No!
Yeah, that's...
That's not it.
Yeah, that's it.
Surely
so it's just like... Yeah, I don't know what to do with that.
I don't know how anyone could perceive that.
I mean, it's not even something I can kind of bully this person for. Like, it's just such a weird. The digger, the Anzac digger, spoke to the weird Salvation Army guy, and
give me. What is happening?
Who's in charge of
picking these?
That was worth $20.
Man, I'm upset. I'm upset about this.
Yeah. I mean, I do appreciate the vitriol towards the Southern State. Like, it's riled me up. It's made me filled with patriotic Queensland pride. But I want to be filled with mirth.
Mm.
I want to be welcome to mirth, mirthlings. You know what I mean? I want to be a little mirthling. I want to go ha 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 at my tummy. But I feel none of that.
Yeah. I also do enjoy that he goes to Townsville. So he starts his run in Townsville.
Yeah.
But the devil just chilling on Trinity Beach in Cairns, just being like, fuck yeah, mate. We all do deserve a holiday. Yeah. The guy's like, I'll meet you in Townsville. You know, enjoy yourself. Yeah. Enjoy yourself up north. It is completely godless up there.
Hey, it's not the heat, it's immunity. Hey, all right, I'll catch you in Teville.
Just devil chilling on the back deck of Gilligan's, man. Like, yeah, no, I'm not even the worst cunt in here.
Jake Smith just turned up.
All right, so Tony Webster, thank you for absolutely wasting our fucking time, you piece of shit. This one's a QA, quick fire one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, actually, there's three quick fire ones in a row. I might bust through them all and I'll give you the next.
Yeah, great.
Good one. Okay, so why does Madonna call her left thigh Clark Kent and her right thigh Superman? I think it's pretty obvious where this one's going.
Because they're never seen together.
No, because her left thigh wears glasses and her right thigh can leap over a building in a single bound.
Do you remember the Madonna jokes where it was just like, man, Madonna's a slapper.
What a whore.
Yeah, everyone just be like, Madonna fucks a lot. What a loser. Like, yeah, man, she's like a real rich Madonna, pop star who's just getting,
yeah,
getting janked.
A lot of awesome Antichrist stuff as well surrounding Madonna, I remember.
Yeah, I know. And now it's just, oh, who? I mean, by modern standards, who gives a flying bloody F?
Yeah.
Now, what's your next one?
So that was the first joke. That's by Ian McDonald, East Kilda, Victoria.
Thanks, Ian.
What's the... This is already in the vein of something I'm going to enjoy, and I hope it delivers.
Okay.
What's the definition of a tree? What's the definition of a tree?
Go on.
A piece of vegetation that stays in one place for decades, then leaps in front of your car after a party. That's good.
During driving?
Yeah.
That is quite good.
A piece of vegetation that stays in one place for decades, then leaps in front of your car after a party. That's a great joke.
That is quite funny.
I'd like to say, Leo Bofer of Greenacre, South Australia, you are the winner so far of my favourite joke.
Oh, I love drink driving down in that South Australia.
Very funny.
I really do.
Did you hear about the homosexual compressor?
No.
It went around blowing air. Not sure about that.
Yeah. I like how they really crowbarred in homosexual. Could go, hey, did you hear about the heterosexual female compressor?
It's just word economy.
Yeah. But any chance to be like, gay suck dick.
They do.
Yeah, that's it. Gays, that's what they do. Blow. They're
blowing air.
You're like, okay, man, just calm down, bro.
Why did last one and then we're moving on. Why did the blonde stop breastfeeding?
Why did the blonde stop breastfeeding? I don't know why.
She found it too painful boiling her nipples each time. God, they really are so silly, aren't they, the blondes? They absolutely don't know what's what. They don't know their ass from their elbow, the blondes.
I love the blonde really. This is so outdated.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. Oh, man.
Well, there we go. I'm still definition of a tree is the best thing ever.
Oh, definition.
Going to hand this back to you. Second column, first bit of red in the chunk.
Second column. There. First bit of red. As Noah was unloading the ark after the flood, he waved goodbye to the animals. Go forth and multiply, he said, as pair after pair left the ark and set out into the world on their own. Now, after several hours, he'd finally got rid of the last pair when he noticed a couple of snakes in a corner. Come on, you two, he said, go forth and multiply. We can't, one of the snakes hissed. We can't. And why not? Noah asked. We're adders, the snake replied. Ah, it's like a type of snake is an adder and they can't multiply because they add. That's not bad.
Because, well, hang on, sorry.
So you know what an adder is, as in it's a type of snake?
Yeah.
Like a viper, you know, an adder?
Oh, go for the multiply. Right, we can't with adders.
But
not bad. I wouldn't say it's funny.
It's and why not? Noah asked. The snake then replied, we're adders. Is how it should go. But it's gone. We're adders, the snake replied.
Yeah.
What? No, end on the punchline.
Yeah. Adders.
We're adders. We can't multiply. We're adders.
Yeah. It's like, that's where you go, that's a very Christmas cracker joke. Where you go, ah, oh, yes. Ha ha, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
The kind of joke.
Ah, yes.
Yes. In there. Because multiply, oh yes.
And then it's kind of a, well, it's not kind of, it is a play on words.
Clark Kent and Superman, is it? Oh, she is a slut.
She's
a whore.
She is not worth anything of value because she's a whore.
I think that's Australian women over a certain age, I want to say around 70. They do a silent head back kind of laugh at Christmas, roll the eyes, and then they've figured it out. They go, oh, yes.
That joke should end in, go forth and multiply, snakes. Mm. And then the snakes say, who do you think we are? Madonna? fucking everyone and being a whore? We can't do that. We're snakes. Unlike that bitch.
Unlike that, one of those two Madonnas over there.
That bitch. Two Madonnas just grinding each other relentlessly.
Madonna him and Madonna her. Now, that was written by Bill Warren from Snake Gully, New South Wales. And I love that.
Was it actually?
Yeah.
Great.
I love that. I've got to write something about where I live. Snake-based. Can't wait to hear his next one about Gully and Wales. All right. Next one here is a rabbit. It starts with a rabbit.
A rabbit. A rabbit hopped into the butcher's. Oh, big mistake there. I know they're not traditionally what we sell, but...
Buddy boy, I have a feeling that a big rotund man with a bushy moustache is about to try to rend you asunder with a large cleaver.
Oh, my God. He's fucking furious today. He's even more angry, this man. A rabbit hopped into the butcher's and asked the butcher if he had any cabbage. Cabbage, replied the butcher. That's just a bit of personification I've tried to characterise there. Replied the butcher. No, I don't have any cabbage. This is a butcher shop and I only sell meat. The next day, the rabbit said, now, I reckon on the third day, something for
I have a feeling as if, yes, the third time.
The rule of doing three things to the rabbit.
I reckon this is how it's going to go.
So, next day, the rabbit hopped back into the butcher's shop. Got any cabbage? Asked the rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I only sell meat, the butcher replied angrily. If you ask me for cabbage one more time, I'll nail your fucking ears to the floor.
Is that what it said?
Yeah.
I also love the idea of this butcher, clearly early onset dementia, and all his wife's out the back watching him yell at a fucking mop. I was just going, oh.
I'll nail your fucking ears. The rabbit's asking for cabbage. Yeah.
With sausage links around his fucking neck, swinging them around. Go on, sorry.
So he's going to nail his fucking ears to the floor. Dirty fucking rabbit. Coming in here. The next day, the rabbit hopped away. Oh, sorry. The rabbit hopped away, but returned the next day. Apologies.
Sure.
Got any nails?
Oh.
The rabbit asked. Puzzled, the butcher replied that he didn't have any nails. Great. The rabbit grinned.
Got any cabbage? Yeah, right. I see.
A bit of an early adaptation of a duck walked up to a lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand, hey, ba-dum-bum-bum, got any grapes? Do you remember that?
No.
Old school sort of YouTube video that was going around, I'd say probably.
Well, it's the formula can be repeated with many things.
It's sort of follows a similar path, and then the man threatens, I run a lemonade stand, I don't have any grapes, blah, blah, blah. And then they ask for things, and he's got any grapes. Anyway, bit of fun. So that was Matt Roach in Katherine, Northern Territory. Very clever, Matt. Well done.
Fantastic, Matt. Well done. Now here, it says here in red text, and these all seem to be from the same person. So maybe Tony Webster from Toowoomba was the person who... That would make sense. The first two might be from Tony.
Oh.
Because this one has three in a row, and then it's all credited to the one...
So are they getting 60 person? Bucks, you think?
Possibly, but he's so awful. I don't... They're very bad, and they should never have gone to print. Now, this says here in red... A bickering couple, followed by a porter loaded down with suitcases, approached the airline check-in counter. And why the bloody hell didn't you bring the bloody piano as well? The husband moaned, looking at the mountain of luggage in front of him. Classic wife, packing too much.
They take everything. They take so much stuff. They're probably only going away for a couple of days as well.
Are you trying to be funny? His wife hissed back at him. Callback.
Hissed back at her husband, yep. Tony, from...
Is no, hubby side. It's just that I left the tickets on it.
Oh, a bit.
So again, word economy here. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Word economy. Why is the porter included there? That seems... strange.
Yeah.
Like, that seems like another peripheral character that... I don't know. I don't like it. I don't find it funny.
I mean, on some level, an interesting pullback and reveal of going, hey, wife's an idiot. No, I'm the idiot. yeah. clever stuff, but brave. Not overly funny. Still, what's the definition of a tree?
Is the clear leader.
Very funny. But Jenny from Mangerton?
Mangerton? How do you spell it?
M-A-N-G-E-R-T-O-N.
Mangerton, I guess?
Mangerton? Anyway, she's a fucking idiot. But we'll continue on. This is her second joke. About to take his first horseback ride, the novice was... the novice. That's a funny way to describe it. The novice was nervously checking out the horses in the stable. An old cowboy sauntered over and asked her... She doesn't really know how to describe people very well in her jokes. The novice and the old cowboy. An old cowboy sauntered over and asked if he preferred an English saddle or a Western saddle for his mount. What's the difference? The young bloke asked the novice. The English saddle is pretty flat, while the Western saddle has a horn up front, the cowboy replied. The English saddle will be fine, the bloke replied. I don't expect to be riding in traffic. Horn.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah.
The old cowboy character does a lot of heavy lifting whenever there's a joke around horses, and they always seem to be meandering about the stable. Oh, here comes the main character. Now I'm going to go over sauntering, apparently, which is the incorrect verb. Saunter's like a sexy walk. Like you saunter over.
I don't see what's wrong.
Provocatively. Just imagine this old fucking dirty little cowboy just fucking beaten up hat. You know, it's all falling apart. He's missing teeth. He's fucking... He's like, got the nicotine stains, and then he's just...
like catwalk, foot in front of the other.
English or Western saddle.
Yeah. So, again, the ending of this, like both of her jokes has been... Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I see. I understand.
A word that comes to mind, lackluster.
Lackluster. Yes, horn does mean two different things. And the use of horn in both ways has been applied here for comedic effect. It has not done a sufficient job of tickling us. But still, Jenny, I commend you on your clever and family-friendly sense of humour.
The homophone is doing a lot of heavy lifting in this in this page. We've got adders.
Did you hear about the homophone? It couldn't stop blowing guys, but it was a phone.
I was just trying to do one myself. You hear about the...
They do that stuff.
Did you hear about the...
Phone being the blower.
Okay, wait. Did you hear about the homophone compressor trying to usurp the throne of England? It couldn't stop blowing air. Air versus H-E-I-R.
Yes.
Air. We got there in the end.
A big high five for the listeners at home.
Where's my 20 fucking bucks?
One more joke. Jacob, right, you have the honours. Oh, there also seems to be a funny little cartoon.
Oh, I'll just correct you there. It looks to be a little cartoon.
So, but you've got one more red joke. A written joke and then a cartoon.
A written joke about to be read. How did you lose your job at the dress shop? A woman asked her friend in a sentence that's never been said.
How did you lose your job in the dress shop?
Yeah, here we go. Oh, fuck, I just got fired from the fucking Dresses R Us. No, what happened? Ask me in a different way. What happened? Why'd you lose your job? Where was it? How did you lose your job at the dress shop? A woman asked her friend. With heavy winking. See, under duress. Under duress.
We're cooking.
Her friend replied, after this customer had tried on 25 dresses and made my life a misery, she turned around and said to me that she thought she looked better in something flowing. And the woman asked, I then suggested a river, her friend said.
I thought it might be going in that sort of direction. I thought it was going to be like I pushed her in a river or something.
Yeah. So one, yeah.
Jenny, goodness me, I hope you have found something else in your life outside of the pursuit of comedy.
She's got a very unique surname. I'm just going to quickly pop that in Meta's platform, Facebook. see if there's any...
I love the metaverse.
Oh, man, I can't wait to get some virtual real estate. See you there, friend. I don't know why, but it makes me laugh like that so much. Whoa, Jenny Christie. This is bringing up some results here, Peter. Maybe. Maybe. Sorry, I know this is engaging for listeners. No. You know what? I've actually lost interest. Anyways, she might be dead. So, well, the last little thing here says between the sheets, and I'm just going to describe it because I don't care. It says here, Bob attempts psychokinesis. Obviously, the art of moving things with your mind, with mm-hmm. one's mind. And he's reading a book that's titled Mind Powers.
Mm-hmm.
Textbook.
That's and it. It's cut off, but I assume underneath it says For Dummies.
Yeah. Yes, obviously. Idiot's Guide too. And he goes, And then he's pressing his fingers to his temples, which is a fallacy. You don't need to do that. And then he's thinking, dress fly up, dress fly up, dress fly up. Then that's the cut. That there went through an editing process.
Yeah.
Was published.
Well, I know why Bob lost his job at the dress shop.
Why?
Because he's a fucking pervert.
Reading on shift. Learning psychokinesis.
To lift dresses.
Hey Google, what's the difference between telekinesis and psychokinesis?
This came back from a search.
Psychokinesis is a... Oh, okay. Psychokinesis is essentially... I'm actually going to get dumber for reading this shit.
It's where you do telekinesis, but you're real psycho about it. You just go crazy while you're doing it. You're shitting your own shit in your hands. You're rubbing it in your hair.
Oh, I see. Psychokinesis is the English variation of telekinesis, which I'm pretty sure is Latin. That would make sense. So it's the same thing. Well, maybe... why am I Googling a made-up thing about the worst thing I've ever read?
Well...
What is this magazine?
It's a wonderful thing. It's a reason for us to get together on a weekly basis and be silly. I think it's a good thing.
I know, it is. But surely there must be more to life than... This is how we're spending the Sabbath, sat in the basement of a burger bar,
mm-hmm.
reading a pornographic magazine published in 1996. Uh-huh. Where are our families... Where's the drive for what we are to achieve in life? Why? Where is our faith?
Well, I can answer where my family... Like, you've met my dad, probably doing the same thing as us right now.
Right, that's...
reading the picture. My mother, she's doing reasonably well for herself. She's a receptionist at an accounting firm in Cairns. She owns her own apartment, so she's doing very well. What were the other questions you had?
The reason
we started this podcast, you gave me a phone call, you said you found these magazines, and we laughed very hard and we said this should be a podcast. I can't believe you've forgotten that already. But yeah, anything else?
No, I don't. I want to speak in rhetoric. I want to ask rhetorical questions and whisper into the wind and have a dark afternoon of the soul. Typically night, but it's Sunday session. Imagine that. You go, oh, Jake's having a dark night of the soul. Yeah, but I'm getting a bit... It's beautiful weather. I'm going to sit outside, have a beer.
On the al fresco depression.
Have a dark afternoon. Brood. I'm like brooding and getting a tan at the same time.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. That was very
what
fun.
What is the definition of a tree?
What's the definition of a tree? Bloody bit of vegetation stays there for ages, and then all of a sudden, once you had a couple of beers, a couple of the frothies at the party, all of a sudden, a bloody jumps right in front of you.
I think that was brilliant. That was worth it all. That was like Shawshank. We crawled through half a mile of piss and shit, but we got what's the definition of a tree at the end of it.
Come halfway. It was almost the bang on halfway bit. So that's why we'll imagine we got halfway through the piss and shit. And we're like, that is funny. Imagine.
Or it's like getting to the end of the pipe and then crawling back into the prison.
Andy Dufresne wondered what the definition of a tree was. That's my awful Morgan Freeman.
Some trees weren't meant to be stationary.
Jump right in front of your car. That's not a very good Morgan Freeman, but
I think that was bang on.
I'm doing my best. Can you do any impressions? Do you want to end the podcast? Can you do an impression? Can you do a Nicolas Cage?
I do a good Kanye.
Okay, here we go.
God, what are they up to? I've got my suspicions they're up to something. Look, I know it's not popular to say, but you'll know. We've all heard my music. We all agree I'm very good at that. And you like that, correct? Hands up if you like my music. Everyone's just put their hands up. Okay. Now I'd like to pitch something that's not musical and there's no rhythm or no beat to. What do you think about this? What are they up to? Hands up if we... We've got some hands up, but we've lost a lot of you.
That's a very good... I think it's... Like, I haven't really kept up to date, but I understand he's delving into anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
This is... It's such a drastic departure and decline from only years ago. He was just talking about Kim Kardashian's big fat dump truck ass and over. My girl, a superstar, all from a home movie. Mm. And then he just goes, what are they up to? What?
I know I shouldn't, but I want you to know I do have my suspicions they're up to something.
Because I think a basis for a lot of right wing conspiracy theories and that kind of stuff, or anti-Semitism, or any of the dark arts, do you know what I mean? Any of the that kind of, oh, that you shouldn't.
Any Slytherin opinions.
Yeah. Essentially anything that by and large most people go, that's not on. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Something that transcends the normal political spectrum. We all go, now, come on. No, thank you. That's very bad, Mr. Kanye. But I think that normally breeds from a lack of hobbies, and particularly not sleeping with Kim Kardashian and spending most nights next to her big dump truck ass.
Yeah.
Now, he's had that, though. Do you reckon it's now that's the... Do you reckon it's the departure of that, and then he's lost it so hard because they've broken up? Yeah. And then you have to see funny man Pete Davidson with said DTA.
You see sleepy eyes fucking your ex.
And then he's had a brain snap and gone, oh, what are they up to? The Jews.
Because is Pete Davidson Jewish?
No, I don't believe so. Because
then I was like, oh, maybe that's a factor in it. I don't think Ray J is. I don't think it's that.
Are they Kanye and Ray J on talking terms? I mean, they must... Who knows?
An underrated aspect of the Ray J Kim Kardashian tape is that is the bendiest dick of all time, isn't it?
I haven't seen the film.
Oh my goodness me. It's the curviest penis.
Really?
In the history of cocks.
What, are we talking an upwards? So
An aside.
Oh.
It looks like... It's like a David Beckham free kick.
Fuck off.
It's fucking... He bends it, mate.
Bent, right.
Yeah.
It's bent like Beckham.
Yeah. That's just something I'd like to put out there.
Well, I'll review it tomorrow. I won't have a look at it today.
Send us a message, see what you think.
Yeah, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a weird episode today. And
weird... We mean very good. I've had a wonderful time.
Absolutely. And in answer to your question, no. So don't bother to message me and ask if I'm okay. Now, what's going on this week at Good Chat Comedy Club in Brisbane, which is, I tell you what, my bread and butter. It puts food on my table most days of the week.
Well, we're in the club right now. I'm going to put my microphone up to the club and see what it has to say. Ready? Oh, it's absolutely humming at the moment.
Oh, that was very good, Peter. How wonderful. We've got a lot on, and we've just come to the end of 6 days of shows, and I tell you what, I'm filled with happiness and joy, and I'd love for you to also be filled with happiness and joy. So why don't you head on to goodchatcomedy.com, or if you've got Instagram, a social media platform popularized, I think it was in 2011 it started, if you've got an account on there, just plug in your username. That could be your email address that you signed up with, but even your username will work, and then your password as well. Press the login button, and at that point...
And also, if your password doesn't work, add a exclamation point at the end, because oftentimes it is just an exclamation point at the end.
That's it, and try capitalizing the first letter.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, so you know, in my instance, it might be Kim's dump truck, and then capitalize the K and an exclamation mark at the end. And it's not that I'm obsessed with it, but and then once you've logged in, click on the magnifying glass. Now you're not going to be solving a crime unless that crime is I've got nothing on this week, and you little digital Sherlock. Hey, I want you to then plug in GOOD. That's the first part. CHATCOMEDY, and then press the return button, also known as enter, on your mobile touchpad. And then at that point, you'll find our Instagram account. And that has all the details that you'll need. Really, it'll be providing you with all the adequate peripherals you need to attend one of my comedy shows.
Now, Peter, why don't you tell us what's happening up north?
Well, in Cairns, it works a little different, mate. Oh. So in Cairns, if you work in Cairns or you live in Cairns, if you just sort of wander around the streets aimlessly and sort of being dazed and confused by the heat, eventually you'll find the show.
Okay.
And that show is called Laughing Art Comedy, happening every Monday night at Three Wolves. What a wonderful venue filled with wonderful people, and it's so very good. 9-month sellout streak we're currently on, so if you want to go along, be sure to book early every single Monday night, including the end of this month, which the date that is currently slipping me, but I would like to... November 28th, the good, great... Wonderful Jake Smith is hosting the show, and the very funny and awesome and very nice Angus Gordon is headlining. So I suggest getting along to that one in particular, because what a wonderful evening that's going to be.
What a wonderful gift it will be for you people of Cairns. Like manna from heaven. I'll explain what that means later.
Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.